Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this Tuesday, March 7th. Noah, want to kick us off?
Yeah, I got you. So instead of doing a Did You Know, I'm going to hit you with, do you know what the tallest mountain in the world is?
I want to say Everest, but is it a different one?
It is.
It is Everest?
So most people would say Everest. It's not Everest.
Oh, it's not Everest. Okay.
Yeah, your second assumption of it being a different one would be correct.
I feel like I vaguely remember it's... What is it?
So I'll have to get through. I just read this just earlier, so I'm not exactly sure the name at the moment. But most people would say that the answer is Mount Everest. But little do most people know that technically Mount Everest is the tallest above sea level, so it reaches the highest. But it is not the tallest in the world. That goes to Mauna Kea in Hawaii. So Mauna Kea goes only up to 13,796 feet above sea level compared to Everest. Everest goes 29,035 feet. Big difference. But Kea extends down 19,070 feet.
Okay.
So the difference.
From bottom to top.
Yeah, from bottom to top, it's actually, what is that, 19, 20, 30. It's 32,000 and something, some change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 2,000 to 3,000 feet taller than Everest actually is.
Interesting.
So most people think that Everest is. It's actually a mountain in Hawaii. And then I have a little second part here that I found kind of interesting. So did you know that you can actually drive south if you're in, let me make sure I get the city correct. If you're in Detroit and you drive south, you can actually end up in Canada.
Yeah, I actually saw that on TikTok. That's crazy because the way it like it
curves. The way it, see, there's just a little part that if you go southeast, I believe. Yep, if you go slightly southeast in Detroit, you actually end up in Canada.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just kind of you're thinking about it and you're like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. No, it doesn't, but it is possible.
That is crazy. All righty, well, did you know that 3 of the world's 10 sunniest cities are in Arizona?
Sunny? What do you classify? I guess explain that. Like, what's the sunniest city?
So it's basically you take the amount of hours of sunlight in a city for an entire year.
Oh, okay.
So the sunniest place in the world is Yuma, in Arizona. So
that is where my great grandmother lived.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, she saw a lot of sun.
Yeah, she did. I'm telling you, that place was dry.
Yeah. And so the southwest corner of Arizona, and it receives 4,000 hours of sunlight every year. And then Tucson and Phoenix are also both in the top 10 for the most sunniest cities in the world. The other two from America are Las Vegas and El Paso. So 5 of the top 10 are in America. And then there's some from some African countries, Egypt, Chad, Sudan, I think, are the other 3 countries in the top 10.
But the top 3 are all in Arizona.
I think 3 of the top seven in Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you want sun, go to Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's the place to go.
Yeah. And number 1 is Yuma. So
there you go.
All right. That'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. See you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. Hope you learned something new on the show today.